On this week's Arts Page, countdown to the highly anticipated Jamaica Festival Song Competition. Stay tuned. After months of preparation, promotion, and anticipation, the Jamaica Festival Song Competition final is just hours away. This weekend, contestants will be carrying out their crowds of supporters to cheer them on in the final battle for the title of 2018 Festival Song Champion. Interim Director of the Jamaica Cultural Development Commission, JCDC, Orville Hill, says hosting the finals of the Festival Song Competition before the start of the Emancipation and Independence activities was a strategic decision.
I think the Festival Song is a good way to start out the celebration. We will select the Festival Song 2 weeks before Independence, so it can effectively be the backdrop leading right into our Independence celebrations. The Festival Song at Ronnie Williams will be free, and so persons can come out and know that they will have an evening of excellent entertainment.
It will all come down to one song, one winner. And this year's finalists will walk away with some attractive prizes. Minister of Culture, Gender, Entertainment and Sport, Olivia Grange, says all 10 contestants will receive prize money, but the winners will get broader.
The writer of the winning song will take home $1 million. And the singer of the winning song will take home $1 million. So for the winning song, the prize money is $2 million. The best performer will take home $300,000. The best vocalist will take home $300,000. And the best social media campaign, that contestant will take home $200,000. And I understand that they're going on with things on social media.
The task of choosing a winner from the 10 talented finalists has proven truly difficult for judges and just about everyone without a bias. And this year's songwriters will be rewarded for their talent and writing prowess.
The 10 finalists will each receive $150,000 plus a plaque. The writers, producers, co-producers and singers will all receive plaques in recognition of their effort. It was important to put the energy back into the Festival Song this year. It is one of our flagship events. And when Mr. Siaga conceptualized the Festival Song, he wanted something that would be on the lips of every man, woman, and child that would call our nation to action during our independence celebrations.
Head of Marketing and Public Relations at the JCDC, Andrew Clunis, says tickets are limited for this year's show. Patrons may collect tickets at Tasty locations or at any JCDC parish office. However, if you don't have a ticket, you still might have a chance.
But if you don't have a ticket, it is important to say, if you don't have a ticket, entry is free. We have to emphasize that entry is free. So you don't necessarily need a ticket, but we went ahead and printed limited number of tickets. Be assured that it is entirely free and you don't need a ticket. So if you didn't get a ticket at one of the Tasty locations, feel free to come along to Ronnie Williams Center on Sunday evening. We start at 6 p.m.
This year's show will feature guest performances by Leroy Sibleys and the Ashe Performing Arts Company. The Festival Song Competition will be streamed live on Cool 97 and on the JCDC and Festival Song Facebook pages. Visit the JCDC's website at jcdc.gov.jm or like their social media pages for more details on this weekend's Festival Song Competition as well as other upcoming events. That's it for this week's Arts Page. Until next time, I'm Vanessa Silvera. Have a great weekend.
Then Chuchu, you know on a smartphone?
Of course!
Then my girl, just download the NHF Quick Prescript app to your smartphone. Use it to send in the prescription to DrugServe and them will alert you when the prescription ready and you just go pick it up.
Now that I go save time.
Build your prescription with just a click. Use the NHF Quick Prescript.
For patients in the public health system.
NHF Quick Prescript.
NHF, your partner for healthy living.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.